After a quick search of the flat to make sure her parents weren't home, Clark hurried to the lab and entered the code. She kept expecting her parents to change the password, but either they didn't know how often she visited the kids, or they didn't want to stop her. Perhaps they liked knowing that Clark was keeping them company. As she made her way toward Lily, Clark smiled at the others, though her chest tightened when she saw how few were awake. Most were growing sicker, and there were more empty beds than there'd been the last time. She tried to force this thought out of her head as she approached Lily, but as her eyes locked on her friend, her hands began to tremble. Lily was dying. Her eyes barely fluttered open when Clark whispered her name, and even when her lips moved, she didn't have the strength to turn the shapes into words. There were more flaky red patches on her skin, although fewer of them were bleeding, as Lily no longer had the energy to scratch them. Clark sat there, fighting a wave of nausea as she watched the irregular rise and fall of her friend's chest. The worst part was that she knew this was only the beginning. The other subjects had lingered on for weeks, their symptoms growing increasingly gruesome as the radiation poisoning progressed through their bodies. For a moment, Clark imagined carrying Lily to the medical center, where they could at least put her on high-intensity pain medication, even if it was too late to save her. But that would be tantamount to asking the vice chancellor to execute her parents. Then he'd just find someone else to finish what her mother and father had started. All Clark hoped was that their research proved conclusive so that the experiments could stop, so that these test subjects wouldn't have suffered in vain. Lily's translucent eyelids fluttered open. "Hey, Clark," she croaked, the beginnings of a smile flickering on her face before a new wave of pain washed them away. Clark reached over and grasped Lily's hand, giving it a gentle squeeze. "Hey," she whispered, "how are you feeling?" "Fine," Lily lied, wincing as she struggled to sit up. "It's okay," Clark placed a hand on her shoulder. "You don't need to sit." "No, I want to." The girl's voice was strained. Clark gently helped her sit, then adjusted the pillows behind her. She suppressed a shudder as her fingers brushed against Lily's back. She could feel every vertebra poking out from her sallow skin. "How did you like the Dickens anthology?" Clark asked, glancing under Lily's bed, where they kept the books Clark had stolen from the library. "I only read the first story, the one about Oliver Twist." Lily gave Clark a weak smile. "My vision is..." She trailed off. They both knew that once the subjects had trouble seeing, the end wasn't far. "But I didn't like it anyway. It reminded me too much of the care center."